It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Something strange is happening in the north of Iraq. The autonomous Kurdistan region is holding an election, and surprisingly, no one knows in advance what the results will be. This election will have consequences for the tense standoff between Arabs and Kurds in Iraq. That friction is threatening to derail the Obama administration's plan for an orderly withdrawal, as NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
The Iraqi Kurdistan region has been dominated for decades by two parties, the KDP and the PUK. While they're secular and pro-American, they've never been very democratic. For example, the two parties decided to run in this election on the same ticket, a bit like Democrats and Republicans deciding to run together to make sure all the incumbents win. But in one part of the region, a strong opposition has emerged, calling itself simply Change, Goran in Kurdish. In the Kurdish city of Sulaymaniyah, young supporters of the Change Party have been filling the streets late at night, sometimes stopping traffic with their enthusiasm. The movement is led by a few dissident members of the PUK, which has always dominated Sulaymaniyah.
Because you want to change everything. You want to change the system. You want to change the government. You want to change the chair from the parliament.
It's not clear if support for the Change Party is much of a threat in the more conservative areas of the north controlled by the KDP. But in Sulaymaniyah, the PUK is clearly worried about a large protest vote. The Deputy Prime Minister of Iraq, Barham Saleh, is the PUK's leading candidate in the Kurdish elections. With Change breathing down his neck, Saleh has been breaking new ground.
Kissing babies have come into Kurdish politics.
Driving between campaign events, Barham Saleh says it's been a new experience for him and for the people he meets going door to door. They ask him for favors and jobs, but Saleh says that's part of the old system he wants to change. Saleh has a clean reputation, despite being part of a Kurdish establishment critics say is riddled with corruption. This election is his best chance, he says, to make reforms in Kurdistan.
A kid ran up to me. He was kind. He was saying that, "I believe you're genuine, but can you deliver? Will you be able to deliver?" That was a difficult question.
At a huge rally on Sulaymaniyah's main street, the party is sparing no expense. Glossy posters and banners, even a few cheerleaders on horseback. But some PUK supporters here admit they're happy to see a real contest. Farhad Aladdin is a businessman.
The people are feeling, whether they feel for this list or the other list, there's a lot more passion to it. So that's a transformation. Another thing, it definitely, this election has forced the two parties to come up with much better and far more qualified candidates.
But along with competition comes risk. If the Change Party does well, then Barham Saleh could be in trouble. Instead of being the new Kurdistan prime minister, he might return to Baghdad weakened. And there are other risks as well. Mohammad Tawfiq of the Change Party says that many people fear the traditional parties might rig the vote. He says Kurdistan has to look at least as democratic as the rest of Iraq.
We have to be better than them, at least to be equal to them. Otherwise, the governments in Baghdad, they say, "Well, didn't we tell you that the Kurds cannot run their own affairs?"
And if there is a perception of fraud, it may not be just the neighbors complaining. Still out on the streets at midnight in Sulaymaniyah, rowdy Change Party supporters say there could be trouble if the results don't look right.
If they never respect us, after that, they very problem because we need change the government.
The election is Saturday and the results are expected early next week. They'll be closely watched by the U.S. Embassy, which needs a legitimate authority in Kurdistan to have any hope of reaching an accord between the Kurds and Baghdad. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Sulaymaniyah.